It is time once again to start off the 10 o'clock hour here on Robinhood Radio on a Saturday morning with Willie Hallahan. It's Sporting a Cause. Willie's website is sportingacause.com, where you'll find not only his blog, but also a comprehensive list, all chronologically listed, of events that are all fundraisers and somehow sports-related. And we always like to start this hour off by saying good morning, Willie. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Marshall. I'm fine. A little bit of frost on the pumpkin this morning, but it's that time of year. You know, I read something on Facebook the other day. Somebody was talking about nice Indian summer weather, and I hadn't heard the term in a while, but I guess technically it was those really warm days we get after a killing frost, right? Isn't that the definition? You have a killing frost, and then with the weather gets summery again, that's technically what they call Indian summer, right?
Yeah, Indian summer, as long as it occurs after, you know, it's got to be from October into November. If it has, you know, and then it's no longer Indian summer. They also refer to it when the January thaw comes up, but it's the January thaw in January. It's not Indian summer. So Indian summer is directly tied to some really nice weather that comes after the first killing frost. So,
well, we had it, and maybe we'll have it again. Who knows? So we know the direction we're going, right?
That's exactly right.
Today, a lot is going on. Several of those virtual races that I've been talking about week after week because they've had a long run are coming to a close today. Although there is one in-person event I want to talk about first, the Haul from a Call race. That's an event put on by the folks at the Foothills BMX, the bicycle racing facility over in Torrington on Kennedy Drive. They race all season every Sunday. They raise money for their own facility, which is a nonprofit. And there's a handful of events where they raise money for other causes. And this last one of the season is for the McCall Center for Behavioral Health in Torrington. They do great work lots of times young people, I believe, with addiction issues. One of the virtual events that's coming to a close is the Kent Pumpkin Run, that big race I talked about at length last Sunday. It's had a three-day window to run a five-mile virtually, and that comes to a close today. The Berkshire Fall Foliage 5K Race Series also ends today. I've talked about that because it's been 8 weeks of one different race per week that you run virtually. That comes to a close today. And the Capital to Capital 5K Run, which is based over in Kingston, that too comes to an end today. So a lot of those races are ending today. On the 31st, next week, the Lauren Bardino Memorial 5K ends. That's one I've spoken of before. Excuse me, along with the Little Guild Run and Wag. It benefits, of course, the Little Guild. That wraps up on Halloween. The Healthy Kids Running Series, that too ends next week. The Steel Rail Half Marathon ends on the 31st. And on next Sunday, the 1st, the Northwest Connecticut Rod and Gun Turkey Shoot. That's an in-person event. I speak of that a lot because there are 8 Sundays of shooting competitions to win turkeys and cash prizes over at the Northwest Connecticut Rod and Gun Club in Canaan. Also next Sunday, the Long Ball Tournament. This is an event over at Under Mountain Golf Course in Copaic. They rearranged the golf course for this particular tournament, and it pretty much spells the end of season. When we played the long ball, you know that the days of golfing are really numbered. It's getting cold. Oftentimes, this tournament's been played in snow flurries, and it's the end of a... This year will be the end of a really nice run because we've had great, great weather for golfers this year. Also next Sunday would have been the Hotchkiss School Swimathon. It's a big event. They call it the pandemic version this year because it's grossly different. I'll explain that in a minute. But last year they had a record year. They had 247 swimmers who showed up, and they raised $16,000, a record amount. And they support the Special Olympics Connecticut swim team. I've spoken of this before, and in the Special Olympics, it's an international organization, but each state is in charge of their own program. They raise their own money. They host their own events, and it's very, very successful. This has been run for 20-some years by Keith Moon, who is the teacher at Hotchkiss School. He's a swim coach, and he's also on the board of Special Olympics Connecticut. But because of the pandemic, they couldn't hold that this year. So what he did, and another person did, is several weeks ago, Keith swam across Lakeville Lake and back. It's about a two-mile swim to raise money a different way for his cause. And at the same time, Ian Graham, who was a past graduate of Hotchkiss and father of a Special Olympian, he did an ocean swim in Nantucket at the same time, both to raise money. And they're still soliciting donations. They got a high bar if they want to come close to the $16,000 that they raised last year, but they're doing the best they can. And Special Olympics is a great, great organization. If you've ever been to a Special Olympics event, it's very moving. And anyway, it's a great cause and worthy of your support. The Salisbury Beast had its inaugural run last year, and it's going to do it again. This is another semi-virtual event. It's a 5K. You run it on the course that is designated, but you do it whenever you can. In this particular course case, the course starts at the Salisbury Town Hall. And the first half, it's an out and back, and it's all uphill going out and all downhill coming back. And you can run it whenever you can up through November 26th. Thanksgiving Day. We also have, I spoke of them for the first time last Sunday, three semi-virtual events that support the Northwest Connecticut YMCA. The first is the Norbrook Farm 5K. This is run on the trails of the Norbrook Farm Brewery in Colebrook. The second is the Canaan 5 Mile, which begins and ends at the Great Falls Brewery in Canaan. And the third is the Highland Lake 5K, which begins and ends at Highland Lake in Winston. Again, it's semi-virtual. You run the three races where they're supposed to be run, but you do it whenever you can, and you have until November 30th to complete those. And in all of these virtual events, Marshall, you register ahead of time, and there are plans there. Protocols so that you can record your times and send them in. They vary among the different races, but the key point here is that you register in advance, and then you run the race whenever you can, and you turn in your results. Take pictures, send in pictures, because these organizations like that. And as I said, these all support the Northwestern Connecticut YMCA. They provide scholarships for families that can't afford it so that they can participate in the programs. And all these races are underwritten by Center Subaru. I have to throw that in there, too, because that's a big commitment. They've been doing it for years, it needs just these business sponsors need to be recognized whenever we can. Now, last week, Marshall, I said that I've started to promote non-sports-related fundraisers for charities that have had sports-related fundraisers on my website but have had to cancel them because of the pandemic. And some of them have devised alternative kinds of fundraisers to try to make up for the losses. And one of those is the Sunday in the Country Food Drive. They've cooked for SWASA in the past for the Brewski Fest, which is a sports-related fundraiser, and that was canceled, of course. So they're having a drawing to try to make up for the shortfall. And you can buy tickets for $10 each or six for $50. And there's some great prizes. There are $100 gift certificates to Daisy Hill Farm, Northeast Muffler, Harrington's, the Sylmar Farm Market. And there's $200 gift certificates to Taylor Oil, the Black Rabbit Bar and Grill, a Thanksgiving dinner from McEnroe Organic, and there's a handmade quilt by Krista McGee. And you can get tickets at Harrington's, 52 Main, and the Black Rabbit, or by calling Bill Anstead. You can go to the website and support a cause and get the details, Bill's phone number, and refresh yourself on where you can get the tickets. But that drawing is coming November 1st. That's next Sunday. So you'll want to hustle and make sure you get your tickets for that. Another fundraiser raffle to try to make up for canceled events is the Salisbury Rotary Club. I've had there for the last several years. I've had their Kentucky Derby social on my website. That's always been a big fundraiser for them, and they've had to cancel that. Of course, they lost the fireworks too, and they're having a raffle. And theirs is a winner-take-all $10,000 prize raffle. This is a big deal. Their tickets are $10 each, and they're limiting sales to 2,500 tickets, so that betters your odds a bit. And you can get tickets one of two ways. You can either send a check to Peter Fitting, who's this year's president of the Salisbury Rotary, or you can go to salisburyctrotary.org and order them that way. Again, you can go to sportingthecause.com and get the details. And their drawing is the 17th. You have a little bit longer to get yours. But great prizes for both of those good organizations. They're doing great things. We all know suddenly the Country Food Drive, they feed, you know, they provide 600 meals for people during the holidays that need it. Salisbury Rotary Club has their scholarships for Region 1 high school students. They're all doing great work, and we need to support them. And you may just win. Who knows? Alex's Lemonade Stand virtual End Childhood Cancer 5K Run, which will be taking place. That's an all virtual event on the 31st, and you run that wherever and whenever you want. That's another great organization that is funding research to end childhood cancers. And then the following Sunday, off to the November 8th, the Couch Pipa VFW Post in Canaan is hosting a chicken barbecue there. That's another one of those non-sports-related fundraiser events. They had to cancel their golf tournament this year, so they're holding a chicken barbecue. They'll probably be doing other things as well to try to make up the difference. And but I'll talk about that. That's another week off, so I'll talk about the details next week. And that pretty much wraps it up, Marshall.
You know, it's interesting. With Sunday in the Country Food Drive, they're also having they're going to have several of these raffles in between now and the holidays, because that's their only functional way to raise money. But what most people don't realize is all the local prizes, all the gift certificates that you hear are partial donation from the businesses, but the Sunday in the Country Food Drive also spends money at those local businesses to get those prizes. So it's really a win-win-win for everybody.
Sure.
And like I said, they've got that first one coming up, but then they've got another one after that. And like you said, these are the only ways these people can raise funds now. So yep. It's with raffles, basically.
Well, I'll have to get the details of those.
Well, Willie, it's still a busy time, and we definitely feel like wintertime, and the leaves are starting to go away from us. So
yeah,
it's not that far off.
No, it isn't. And I've said it so many times, it's boring, but I'm just astonished every week how quickly the weeks are zipping by, and even the seasons are zipping by. It's crazy.
Willie, we'll speak to you next week. Have a great week.
Okay, Marshall, you do the same.
Take care. Willie Hallahan, sportingacause.com is their website.